We continue with the Shulchan Menachem. We're discussing here in the chapter Reish Lamed Beis 232. The Rebbe is trying here to explain the change of language from the Alter Rebbe, who doesn't quite say as the Shalah and the Arizal Siddur, who say that saying the Korban Pesach is like prayer, and the Alter Rebbe doesn't say that. And the Rebbe is trying to say that the reason the Alter Rebbe isn't saying it is not because the Alter Rebbe is taking away from it, but actually he's saying even more than that. Korban Pesach, as we explained, is saying the Korban Pesach is like the act of the Korban itself, according to the Siddur Shalom and the Arizal. You're actually saying the Korban Pesach, it's just like the davening is the Heftza of the mitzvah. Same thing is doing saying the Korban Pesach. But the fact is that when you daven, then it's not recognizable in a revealed way that this is a Korban Pesach. You're doing davening, you're not doing a Korban. But when you're studying and you are going through the processes, how the Korban was made, that's a very clear sort of open way. You're seeing that you're actually almost doing it because you're speaking of exactly the procedure, which is the most closest way. So on an open way, it's very connected. So it's even more than the actual act of prayer. And we consider it as if you're standing in the Beis HaMikdash and you're doing all the details that you are saying in the Seder Korban Pesach. And that's why he doesn't use the language of the Shalah, which would seem that by saying the Korban Pesach, it's similar to the prayer, which substitute for Kabbonis, because by Korban Pesach, it's even better. It's even more than the davening. Yeah. And that's why the Rebbe also says what we find, the Alter Rebbe brings down at the end, that a person should really feel bad that there is a Korban, because he can't actually do physically. Why are we saying it over here? Because you're so close, but it's yet not the real thing. The real thing is a Korban. So at that point, you want to say, even though, you know, you almost have it, because this is sort of the most powerful way to connecting. It's more than learning about it. It's more than speaking about it. It's more than davening. And yet, this is not yet the real thing. And we're praying for the real thing to happen.